The following is a joint statement from Acting Premier Dr. the Honourable Kedrick Pickering and Minister of Communications and Works, the Honourable Mark Vanderpool, on the effects of a tropical wave enhanced by an upper-level trough that passed over the BVI last night into this morning.
Good afternoon to everyone. First and foremost, we'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of the government to thank all the residents of the British Virgin Islands for their cooperation earlier this morning by staying off the roads and allowing the emergency services to act and to get us back to where we are. And it's okay now for us to alert the public that we are given the all clear for everyone to proceed with caution on the roads. You can go about your business, but be mindful that the roads are going to still be somewhat slippery. There's likely to be debris scattered all over the place, and the crews are out working. So proceed, but proceed with caution. We also want to alert the public. We are in a state of affairs that could continue for a couple of days. Predictions were increased earlier in July that we expect to have a very active hurricane season. And this event is occurring early in the season and may be an indication of what is to come, as the waters in the Atlantic Ocean are very warm now and there's evidence of several waves that are being generated off the coast of Africa. It is also important to note at this time that what we're seeing is pretty much has to do with climate change, and so some of it is going to be unpredictable. We've been told by the Met Services and by our folks at DDM that we can expect another similar situation sometime tomorrow, Friday in the afternoon, early into Saturday, because you're having unstable weather. It's not so much a predictable pattern. It's a coming together of various weather patterns, and so we have to monitor it closely, and people should stay in tune to the various media so that you can be aware of what is taking place, since we're not absolutely certain how it is going to proceed. But we expect that there's going to be some more rains tomorrow into Saturday. With respect to the underground activities here in the British Virgin Islands, the Ministry of Communication and Works, through its public works departments, have been out and about clearing the guts, clearing the roads, and making sure that we are back to as normal a situation as possible. And I have with me Minister Vanderpool, who's responsible for the subject, who's going to give us an update as to exactly where we are at this point in time. Minister Vanderpool.
Thank you, Acting Premier. And first of all, let me say that the electricity that most will be concerned about has been mostly restored throughout the territory. There are a few areas that still have issues because of some localized situations. For example, a pole is down up at Hope Hill that we're trying to replace. Therefore, that has caused power to be out between the Long Swamp area and the Great Mountain. But hopefully, once the pole is planted, they can get power back before the afternoon is out. Other areas like Pleasant Valley have some little issues that we're trying to sort out. But overall, power to the territory is restored. That was done. Virgin Water is back up and running, and all these areas with power. They've been out trying to make sure everything is safe for us, and they have now put power back up, generally speaking. So we hope by the end of the day, mostly everyone will be back on power. The roads have been mostly cleared, but we had one major issue on Bellevue Road. The road coming down from the top of the junction down to Fort Hill, that has now been cleared. A major landslide there caused the road to be blocked. It's one of the biggest landslides I've seen for a while, but that is cleared now. There's some other issues around that we want you to be cautious about. Some trees are down still. I know we are trying to work on one up in Harrigan, and a couple of the places have some issues with some of those trees and clearing the roads. Be cautious, because even though the rain is over, stones are still rolling down the hills even as we go along, so you have to look out for that. And we want to thank the public for being so cooperative this morning when we got out with the crews. And I want to thank the Public Works team and the director and my PS for being so urgent about getting on with it. And hopefully you all will be safe out there.
I want to emphasize the general public. The situation we saw earlier this morning is similar to what we had in 2003, where two systems combined to produce these heavy thunderstorms and heavy rainfall in a few hours. So the general public should be aware. And we want to emphasize that these are changing weather patterns, and for the most part, they're not totally predictable. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the staff at DDM for their hard work. They've been out early this morning, making sure that we were informed. The heavy thunder and lightning created problems with communication, so there was some issues there. But generally, to thank the staff of DDM and the public works staff and all the other members of government who have been out in the private sector, who've been out working to ensure that we restore some normality to our lives. So thanks again to all those concerned.
Yeah, the sister islands we've been checking with, Anigara had some heavy water. It was settling. We're hoping it's running off now. Virgin Islands had no major flooding. We had some heavy water after the rains in the valley, but they're mostly cleared now. And yes, Van Dyke didn't have much damage. They didn't get as much rain as some of the other areas. So we're checking those sister islands, and we believe that they are in pretty good shape, except for some areas that have had some damage. We want to encourage them to continue to keep a close eye on what is happening over the next couple of days, and we will work closely with them.